All right, I hit start, and now we have to say hi.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Adam from the Pine Barrens Institute.
Where are you from?
I'm from Wisconsin.
Ooh.
Who are you?
I'm Cryptid Wendigo from cryptidwendigo.tumblr.com, and I'm from Massachusetts.
What's your real name?
My name is Haley.
See, there we go. That was an A plus intro.
Yeah, that was really good. Not awkward at all.
I truly think no one can do better.
I'm really glad that I could succeed in something that Alexander Petikov failed at.
Ouch.
Yeah. I hope he doesn't hear that.
He's going to listen to this and he's going to be really upset.
No,
he's not.
I adore him.
He's a great guy.
He's fantastic.
We talked for like almost 2 hours.
Yeah, I listened to it.
Like, that was rough when I had to export that when it was done.
Yeah, but it was good to, it gave me something to listen to at work.
True, but my computer's like, you can't convert this, you can't upload this because this audio file is over a gig.
Oh.
I was like, oh no.
My favorite part was when you were confused at the end.
When was I confused?
When he disappeared, because like his computer did something, and you were like, are you there? Is this the end?
Oh,
yes, this is
yeah.
The end.
Yep.
That was my favorite part.
That's like a common thing in Wisconsin. We just get really confused for no reason, and we have to like verify what's going on.
Oh, see, in Massachusetts, we get really angry for no reason, and we have to yell at things to figure out what's going on.
You would fit in well in Milwaukee.
Ooh, fun.
I know, right?
Have I don't you know ever where heard, you would fit in.
Have you ever heard of the Partridge Creek Beast?
The dinosaur?
Of Canada?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was just thinking about that today. Because
why?
Because it's like rhino-like.
Oh, I love rhinos.
Exactly. That's why it popped into my head. I was just like, wait, I know someone who likes rhinos.
Rhinos are fantastic. Okay, no, but have you seen like the, in like a French... I don't remember if it was Canadian French or France French, but it was the drawings of it. Hold on, wait. I'll find it and tell you. Partridge. Can't spell. I'm an English major. Partridge. Okay. A French journal called I Know All, and it was published in 1908, and they're Inca drawings of. Like, the first one is, like, the whole, it's, like, an actual dinosaur, like, carrying away a deer.
Oh, I believe I've seen those.
Yeah.
Is that, do those ones also have, like, a triceratops? Or am I thinking of something else?
I don't know what you're thinking of.
I know there was something, it's, like, old, kind of, like, Aztec-like drawings, Inca drawings. I can't remember which one, but it showed, like, a triceratops and a bunch of dinosaurs, and they were trying to figure out if it was a hoax or not.
I don't think I know that one.
It was probably a hoax, but I'm not sure.
Aren't most things?
Pretty much. It's so difficult to find new things now.
I was super upset that sea monster thing in Georgia turned out to be a hoax.
Do you remember when that came out and I said, I guarantee this is not real?
Well, yeah, it did. I was like 80% sure it wasn't real because it was super awesome. I'm so sad that it wasn't real.
Yeah, it's like I want to get my excitement level up to a 10 when like cryptid photos and videos come out where they're like, is this such and such caught on tape? And it's like, I hope it is, but inside it's like, no, it's not gonna be.
See, I always get my excitement level up to a 10 when I see something like that, and I can't help it because it's super cool. So when I find things that I haven't seen before.
There have been many Facebook groups that I've been a part of that I've been kicked out of and banned from because I argue with people about the, I can't think of the word, the authenticity behind a lot of the stuff that comes out. And then sometimes you can clearly see that it's like it's a mask or like one of those animatronic, like, werewolf Halloween mask you can buy now where the mouth moves and the eyes get big and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'll even post pictures that says, look at this. This is the exact same one. And then I just get outright banned.
That's really funny.
People cannot handle being let down on something they believe in. It sucks, but it's part of life. It happens.
Yeah. What was it? Do you remember the picture of the skunk ape, like, chilling in a swamp?
He's just sitting there taking a bath.
And he's just chilling out, having a good time. And some dude took a picture of it. And I'm like, that's the most hysterical thing I've ever seen in my whole life.
Yes.
I think it's one of my favorite pictures.
Well, it's just, it's got that, it reminds me of Stripe from Gremlins, that one Mogwai with the mohawk. Because it has that perfect white hair going right down the middle. And it's got the dopiest face just sitting out in the middle of a swamp.
He's just having a great time taking a bath in the middle of nowhere. And some guy's just sneaking up on him taking pictures.
He's all like, dude, if you're here to look, I don't care. I give you props for coming all the way out here.
It's so funny.
But it's kind of like, you see it and it screams, that is the fakest thing I've ever seen. But
oh my God, I know.
Just what if it was real?
But what if it's not the fakest thing?
Like, what if that's just what they look like?
They look like statues?
They just look like big dopey bears.
I would love it.
Like, the complete opposite of that one photo that the lady sent to the police department.
Yeah, I love that one too.
That's like the meth cousin. Who's like just off living in the streets, just really, really high on meth. And then its more proper cousin is the one who's taking a bath in the swamp.
But the Mayaka one, is that how you pronounce it?
I'm awful when it comes to pronouncing, like,
same.
Oh, I hate trying. I have a way I say it in my head and I don't ever want to say it out loud.
Oh my gosh, same, so much same. I can't. I avoid saying certain words because I feel like I say them wrong.
And it's just like, I don't want to be around anyone who knows anything about it because I don't want to be called out on it. And then it's just real awkward. Like, I know a lot about it. I just don't know how to say its name.
Yeah. I made a post, like a dumb text post a while ago about what people say. Like, what do you call... Adam, what do you call the thing that's like in schools and in the park and it's made of metal and you drink water out of it?
A drinking fountain.
No, see, in Massachusetts, it's a bubbler.
People say that here too. They're like, Wisconsin, we call it bubbler, but it's not.
But you, that post got a lot of notes. And you know what I learned? They say bubbler in Massachusetts, parts of Rhode Island, Wisconsin, and some parts of Australia, and that's it.
See, that's really weird to me because I've lived here my entire life, and I've never once heard anyone actually call it a bubbler.
I call it a bubbler all the time. It's only a bubbler.
No. People here will be like, oh, if you're from Wisconsin, you have to say bubbler. And I'm trying, apparently I just tried to do a fake Wisconsin accent, which was not accurate at all, and I apologize to anyone who has to hear that.
Okay.
But people like to say that we say it, but we don't say it.
See, people in Massachusetts actually say it.
I don't like that.
I like it a lot. It's fantastic. What are you talking about?
Does it bubble out?
I think the brand is Bubbler. Like, I'm going to look it up. I'm doing research on your podcast that you don't think is a podcast, but it's a podcast. Bubbler.
I guess.
It's a podcast. Bubbler. Bubbler. Why do they call it a bubbler? Oh, this one even says the real reason why we call it a bubbler in Wisconsin. This one mentions Wisconsin.
This one's Northeast, not right.
Northeast Wisconsin.
Yeah, see, then you're getting up closer to like, yeah, Lake Superior and Michigan up there, the UP, closer to where it all kind of blends together.
Oh, so it's the brand. So there was the gurgler, but it
That
didn't stick.
oh,
So
gross.
they named it the bubbler.
The gurgler.
The gurgler, and the other one was called the gusher.
Man, I am thirsty. I'm gonna hit that gurgler over there.
Teacher, can I go get a drink at the gurgler?
Little Timmy, we don't call it a gurgler anymore. It's a gusher. So, please don't. That was the coldest gusher I've ever drank.
This article says go to Boston, Massachusetts, or talk to folks in Rhode Island, and they may also consider calling thirst-quenching fountains bubblers completely normal. Although they'd call them bubblas.
Bubblas.
Bubblas, because you gotta be from Massachusetts. So it's a
So,
bubbla. What's up? We talking about bubblers
gonna
on your
change the
future
focus back
podcast?
to cryptids.
I guess. Okay, fine.
And
Yeah.
cryptids whose names are kind of like embarrassing to say because you don't know how to say them or pronounce them.
Oh, that's a good question. All of the dinosaurs in Africa.
Yeah.
But I can say Moka Lemembe. I can say that one because Tom.
Mbembe.
No, I don't agree with that. Thomas from Twitter. Do you follow Thomas?
I don't know.
Super Bug Tom. I met him at the. He was at the first cryptozoology conference. He was on the youth speaker panel with me. He's very cool, very smart kid. And that's how he pronounced it. And I was like, wow, that's really easy to pronounce when I hear someone pronouncing it at me instead of when I'm reading it.
How do you pronounce it?
Mokele
Mokele Mbembe.
No, what are you doing?
This is how they pronounce it on TV. Every documentary I've seen, it's Mokele Mbembe.
I think I'm pronouncing it like with the accents too much. I don't know, man. All of the dinosaur ones, I can't pronounce those.
Because they're usually double-worded names.
And they have lots of accents.
Yes.
And I'm not good at accents.
So here's one for
Also,
you.
yeah, what's up,
This is
kid?
from Mysterious Creatures Volume 2 by George M. Eberhardt. I don't know if you
Yeah?
have it,
I don't.
but this one is pronounced. Let me just spell it first.
Okay.
It's an unknown primate of Madagascar, and it is spelt TRATRATRATRA.
Okay.
Is it tra 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 or trat rat rat rat
Oh, dang.
or trat rat rat ra
Oh, no.
trataratara?
I think it would be the tra,
Its
right?
variant name is tre 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 tre,
Oh.
but they all make me mad.
Oh, you know what's a good one that's really hard to pronounce is the lake monster in Iceland. You know the one?
The one from Reykjavik?
I don't know where it's from. The one what they caught it on video
Oh,
and it's in the water. That has a lot of accents.
I can't think of it offhand. I know
You
the
know what I
exact one
mean,
you're
though?
talking about.
I'm not gonna try to pronounce it.
No. But this trat rat rat ra,
Yeah.
it gets its name possibly based on its call.
Oh, it makes that noise?
Yes, that's what it says.
That's fantastic. Okay.
It's described. Now, picture this thing making this noise.
Okay.
It's as large as a 2-year-old calf. It
All
has
right.
frizzy hair. Its face is round and very human-like. Its ears are human-like. And its front and hind feet are like an ape's. It also has a short tail.
And it makes that noise.
So imagine this human-like thing as tall as a baby cow just in the jungle going, trot, rot, 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 rot. Trot, rot, 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 rot. And that's a cryptid.
Great. Oh, I love it.
It was only
It's
mentioned in 1658.
And it's in Madagascar.
Yep. They think it possible explanations are a possible surviving giant lemur. And that was it. Three different possible surviving giant lemurs.
Did you see... Wait, hold on. Can you hear me typing on your thing?
No.
Okay. Oops. Was that in Madagascar? Yeah, so have you seen the new Animal Planet? Well, it's not new anymore. The Animal Planet show Extinct or Alive?
That's the one where they found the, Zanzibar leopard?
Yeah.
Okay.
But they went to Madagascar to find a lemur.
The trat-rat-rat-ra.
The packy lemur. Packy lemur? What? Packy lemur? Big lemur.
The Paleoprothecus?
I don't know. Packy lemur. It says packy lemur on the thing. But they did find a really rare giant red lemur in the show. They found one. They caught it on film.
Yeah, this thing doesn't... It doesn't list what its color is. It's just... Yeah. That it's possibly a giant lemur that has a human-like face and as big as a cow and makes a really awful noise.
So the only thing that wouldn't be... From the description to the being a lemur is the ears. It says the ears are human like.
The face is round and very human like, and its ears are also human like.
But then again, have cute ears.
But then again, if it could be a lemur with a genetic defect.
Yeah.
Where its ears just didn't develop properly.
What a sad lemur.
Yeah. Aww. And you know. The lemur might have hairless ears. It could have some kind of, fungal disease where its hair is just all patchy and stuff. There's a lot of explanations why you could see like human-like ears.
You know, Adam, I can see why they would kick you out of Facebook groups.
I know. I'm sorry. you got to think about it, people. Come on. Remember the great... boat float monster hoax of Greece.
Oh my god, that was my favorite because I debunked it on someone's post. I think it was my friend Emily. Congenital disease on Tumblr.
Yes.
I think I responded to her post. I love her so much. She's amazing. I responded to her post and I was like, no, it's a thing that so your boat doesn't hit the dock.
Yes, it was a boat bumper. That's what it was. Yeah. And it looked like a really sad hippo floating in the water.
It did. It was really upsetting. It was. Or do you remember the picture? And it was all over the news. And it was the best Loch Ness picture ever taken. And it was three seals swimming in the water.
Three seals jumping around.
They were having a good time.
They were having a great time.
They were having almost as good a time as that skunk ape picture. Guy in the hot tub.
I like to think, is it like just the shoulders and head on up, or is it like a torso? Because someone said that's definitely from Rainforest Cafe, but that is not the ones they have at Rainforest Cafe.
So I made a post about it, and some person responded to it saying that it looks like a bust, like a statue instead of a person in a costume.
That's why it's the shoulders up. Like a fiberglass statue that you'd see at like a mini golf course.
That you like glued hair to.
I could see that.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, that's a really good point.
If anybody is actually listening to this, and from when I check my analytics on the website, I see that people actually are. So
was it me? The one person that listened to the last one? Was it me?
No, there were some people from Ireland.
That's neat.
It is. Oh, cool. But if anyone's listening to this right now, go to Cryptid Wendigo. Just Google it because it'll come up right away.
Yeah.
And what did they search for? Ever skunk ape? Just search for skunk ape?
Yeah, it's in my skunk ape tag.
You will definitely know the picture when you see it because it is fantastic.
He's just having a good time in the thing. Oh, someone else commented... Like he's sitting in some bath bombs or something. I thought that was really funny too.
Some green algae bath bombs.
He's just having a good time. In a stressful day, being a skunk ape.
You know the ones I hate, the pictures I hate the most?
What ones?
They drive me absolutely insane. When people are in like boats and they say that, oh, this is proof that Bigfoot is watching from the shore. You can see it in the trees. When it's just like a tree that fell over and its roots are sticking up.
What kind of pictures are you looking at?
Just Google like Bigfoot tree root pictures. Because when the trees fall over and they take the roots up with them, they still have dirt and it's just a big clump of roots. So it creates a dark shadow in the woods that can look very humanoid or big and bulky if you go by it. And these pictures show up all the time. Called like root squatch or something like that.
I like when people call them blob squatches.
Blob squatch is a great name.
It is. It's a really good name.
I'm going to name my next dog blob squatch.
You should.
I wouldn't do that.
Oh, that's such a good name for a dog. I love it.
For anyone who's listening, I have two dogs. The first dog's name is Ghost, and his middle name is Buster.
Oh, God.
The second dog we recently got a few months ago, her name is Domino, and her middle name is Pizza.
Why do you do those things to your dogs? And you wouldn't name one Blob Squatch?
What would its middle name be?
Her first name would be Blob and her middle name would be Squatch.
That's just an awful name for a first name.
You could get like a Shar-Pei dog and name him Blob.
Just name it Blob.
One of the ones with all the skin?
This is Blob.
This is my dog Blob. That's such a good name for a dog.
Name it Trunko. I've always liked Trunko.
Hold on, wait, because you said your dogs. I have three dogs. And I have one dog and his name is Barley. And I have the second dog and his name is Max. And I have a third dog and her name is Toby. Because we name our dogs after food and people names.
This story kills me. And I tell my wife about it. I bring it up every once in a while. And I tell people about it all the time because it's fantastic. And I heard it like 3 years ago and it's in my mind as fresh as the day I heard it.
Oh, tell me.
I was going to work one morning and on the radio they were talking about they did a survey for all of New York City. The names, people who participated, what is the name of your dog? And
Max.
They said like the number one male dog name was Max.
Yep.
I can't remember what the number one female dog name is. And they'd give like how many. There's 800 dogs in New York named Max. But the most interesting thing about their finding is that there was one dog in the entire area of New York City named Potato.
That's a good name for a dog. Almost as good as Blob.
And that fact alone keeps me going. Knowing that if that one dog can make it with a name like Potato, I can make it through my day.
Okay, but I used to have, so in my house, animals are either named people names or they're named food names. So I used to have like a dwarf hamster, and her name was Meatball. And she was the best little hamster. But we always give our animals food names or people names.
When I was younger, I had a hermit crab, and his name was Jason. Because I named him after the Red Power Ranger.
Oh my gosh.
And then later on, I randomly bought a hamster, and I named it Hungry Bear.
You are just good at names.
I'm just fantastic at names.
You're really good at names.
That should be my job, is people should come to me and I name their baby.
Too bad you can't pronounce cryptid names. I really want to hear you say the one from Iceland, though.
If you can find it, I will try to say it.
If I link it to you, how does Skype work?
Just send it through Messenger.
Oh, I want to know how awful of a human I am, is it's the first thing that came up if I type in L-A-G.
You've searched for this many times.
Yeah.
Here's another one for you, while you're sending that.
Yeah.
This is the name of a freshwater monster from Ohio, which I am going to Ohio next week.
Ooh.
This one is spelt W-E-W-I-W-I-L-E-M-I-T-A space M-A-N-E-T-U.
And that is pronounced how?
I have no idea. It's a Shawnee word. Lamida Manitu. Its variant name is MSIKINEPIKWA, which is not any better.
No.
I would have just named it like the Ohio Lake Monster.
Okay, I sent you two things that you have to try to pronounce.
Oh, man. Oh, let's see this.
The second one is a lake near where I live.
How do I see this message?
You hit the little thingy that looks like a speech bubble with text in it.
Oh, there it is. Oh, yeah. This is the Lager Fullstromerin worm.
Yeah.
From Lake Chargoga.
No, that's not where it's from. That's not where it's from.
Right. It's from Lake, yeah, Lake Lager.
Yeah, that lake is near where I live.
Lake Chargoga Gomen Chagoga Chobun Chamunga Mung? Mug?
Yeah.
Was it right? Was that accurate?
No.
How do you pronounce it?
I can't pronounce it.
See, here in the great state of Wisconsin,
yeah,
we have lakes with the names such as Brown Lake, ooh, Chippewa Lake, Devil's Lake, Elkhart Lake, Lake Koshkonong, Lake Kaganza, ooh, Lake Geneva, Lake Monona, Oconomowoc, Okachi, Pewaukee.
You just know all these names off the top of your head?
Red Cedar, Lake Ripley, Rock Lake, oh Sturgeon gosh. Bay, Lake Wabisa, Lake Wingara.
Adam, please.
You know why I know these? Because they all have monsters in them.
We can fight.
They all have monsters in them. At least that's what everyone says, but Charles E. Brown said, not so fast.
Oh my gosh.
If anyone has ever read anything on, if you go to my site and you type in Charles E. Brown, the dude was awesome. He's worth reading about. But he documented all of these lake monster accounts, and he went around the state, and he pretty much just said, yeah, no, most of these are, they're not real, and people just created them to get people to come to the resort and spend money.
That's what happened. Where was that? I have something to add to this conversation. Let me move this little Skype box out of my way. Hold on, wait. Oops.
I'm not doing anything.
No, you have to wait. Hold on. The Silver Lake Serpent. In Wyoming. And some dude made like this elaborate contraption in like 1855.
Oh yeah, and he pulled it like from up under the water and stuff, and he moved it across the lake.
Yeah. And it was like a crazy, like made of paddles and a stern of a boat and stuff.
See, and Mr. Brown, he said your lake was not worth going to unless there was a monster in it.
I mean, that's true, though.
Of course it is. Are you going to want to go to the lake with just largemouth bass? Or are you going to want to go to the lake with a 70-foot monster in it who may eat the dude in the boat next to you? That's the one I want to go to.
Yeah.
I'm glad we're on the same page.
Yeah. I definitely want to go to a lake where a giant thing can eat me.
But it's funny, though, because it's like, even though this is, like, most of these lake monsters are not real, when I find myself, like, driving past these lakes, if I'm going up north or going somewhere and I got to pass these lakes, I instantly get that, like, really excited feeling where it's like, ooh, that's where they say a monster's at. Just kind of keep an eye out. It might come up.
Oh my gosh.
It's like, I just really hope.
Are you that kind of dad? Do you do that to your children in the car? Like, you point at things and say, a monster's there.
Yeah, when we went down Bray Road one time, they definitely got a history lesson.
Oh no, those poor children.
We were, not long ago, my wife and I, we were driving through Fort Atkinson, and we got a lot of rain, so the river running through there was like really high. And the current was going really fast because of how high it was. And we were on a road going right next to the river. And I just happened to look out the window. And I saw this big thing come up from the surface and go back down. And I yelled instinctually, "What is that?" Like, all excited, and I stopped. And I had to turn the car around and go back, and we watched it. And it came up again real fast, and it went down. And I was like, oh, my God, this is it. This is my moment. I'm actually seeing one of these things. And then it came up, and it stayed up for a little bit longer. It was a buoy caught in the current.
My God, that's the funniest thing.
But the water was moving so fast, and it could not get up above the rapids being created around it, that all you could see was this flash of, like, dirty white in red from the flaky paint that looked like an actual moving thing. But it was just a buoy on a rope caught in the current, just like that one serpent that was just ice caught on a rope trapped in the current.
Which was in Alaska, which you mentioned in your thing with Alexander, and I was like, I know exactly what you're talking about.
I knew you would.
And I live tweeted it at you as I was listening at work.
You did, and it made me feel like a fool because I couldn't remember it was in Alaska.
I know. I was like, I know what he's talking about because I made a GIF from the video. I made a GIF, and I was so proud of the fact that I made a GIF. I was like, yes, I know what he's talking about.
I can relate to this podcast. I know what they're talking about.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I was listening to the whole thing. I don't really listen to podcasts because I have a sensory thing, and like sometimes it just makes it wigs me out a little bit. But I was listening to yours, and I kept like thinking of things, like when you and Alexander were trying to remember stuff. I was like, I know what that is. And
See, that's why I think we need to get like a cryptid round table talk going on, because I find myself in those situations all the time, and I'm sure you do too, and everyone else who does this. It's like, you write about it, and you research it for so long, but when you're put in the situation, you're just like, I know what it is, but... And then you're like, oh no, they're going to think I don't know anything.
I know! Oh, I made a mistake on a post, and like, I made a mistake. I was trying to do posts, like, when I was sick, and I wrote one about the Beast of Javadon, and I was writing it like it was like a windmill, like a, what are they called? Now I'm doing the thing, word retrieval. The thing on the roof of a building that tells you when the wind goes.
Oh no.
Yeah, no, you're doing it.
I know. Oh, wind, man.
Wind, the wind thingy. But I was writing about a wind thingy.
Oh no, I know. You're gonna think I don't know anything.
Hold on, did I write it down? I was writing about the wind thingy. And then I made a mistake. I wrote like,
it's a weather vane.
The weather vane. So I was writing about the weather vane. And I wrote like, the town formerly known as Lazare, or however you pronounce it. And that was the end of my sentence. And people were like being mean to me in the comments and like, messaging me and like vague posting about it, and I was like, first of all, I was sick when I was trying to do this, just trying to get content out, and second, I was thinking faster than I was typing at the time, and I meant to say Lazare was formerly known as Javadon, like it's Lazare now, and it used to be Javadon, like that's the region of France, and I felt so stupid because I made the mistake, and I was like, no.
And the thing about Tumblr is too, is like once you post it and someone reblogs it, it's done.
It won't go away.
No, so even if you edit it, yeah, you only edit it on your page, but people are still sharing the wrong one.
Yeah, so I edited it and I reblogged it as soon as I did, because my thing automatically goes, my original one posts around 10:20 in the morning because I have a schedule. So my original one posts at 10:20 in the morning. And I was sick the next day. I stayed home from work and I slept until like the afternoon. So I woke up and I saw this and I was like, no!
It really hurts when you catch an error after it's been published.
When I don't catch it right away, it's so bad. And like, that's the thing I know about. The Javadon thing is like the thing I know. that I'm supposed to know about.
That's
And
your thing. That is.
I made that mistake.
That's one of the. Let me just start by saying that Tumblr, yeah. There is a lot of fantastic people on Tumblr. Like, I met a lot of really, really nice people. But there are so many really angry, mean people on there that it's like that's what they live for, is that one mistake. And then it's like, now I got to knock this blog down a peg. Like, they're not good anymore. And it's just, it's like, come on, people, just, it was an accident. Just knock it off.
Well, the cryptozoology community on Tumblr is really awesome. I met you there.
That is true.
Like, all the people there are really great. I've met very few mean people on the cryptozoology Tumblr little community, because it's not that big, you know?
It's getting bigger.
It's getting bigger because cryptozoology is getting mainstream now, and like, there's like memes and stuff about it. But like the little group of blogs that there are, like, they're all great people. Like, I've not met one mean person.
I have noticed there's a lot of, because I still go on there. I just don't host on there anymore. I went
to
Square.
Thanks for taking away all the stuff to put in my queue.
You can literally go to my page and just copy the link word for word.
I don't want
to
do that. No.
But, like, I still go there and just scope around and see what new things are going on. You're going to your page in the morning when I get to work is one of my, like, part of my routine.
Oh, I love you too.
But, I've noticed there's a lot of new crypto blogs showing up where all they do is they just copy from more well-established ones, but they don't link. They just post it as their original content.
Dude, want to know what happened to me like a week ago?
I do.
Okay, so I made a post once a long time ago, like a year ago, of Morgrar from, I think it's from Wales, Sea Monster.
Yeah.
Somewhere in the UK, Sea Monster.
Andy, if you would comment either through
Andy,
tweet or through
me.
Instagram, we need help.
Always call on Andy. But I wrote about it and I posted the pictures that the lady took of the sea monster. And I wrote about it and stuff. Like, this is a long, long time ago. And someone, like, two weeks ago or something, a blog, I won't mention the name because I don't want them to be, like, attacked by it or whatever. But they copied my post. Like, they copy-pasted what I wrote and put it in their thing with the same pictures and posted it as their own thing.
See?
And this has happened before with Sixpence copied one of my posts, too. And that's how I knew I was famous.
Well, it's just obnoxious. Just a simple link back. That's all you need to do.
Or just reblog someone's post, man.
I
get ideas off people all the time. Like LP Bestiary, I think is their name. I love that blog a lot. They're very good. They give me ideas all the time, because all the time they'll post stuff, or Cryptid Quest will post stuff that I've never heard of before. So I'll do little, like, oh man, I never heard of that one.
See, that's why
I have someone to write about.
I like this little community that is kind of happening, like, on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. It's like these, everyone's following everyone else and talking. Like, you're part of it. Singular, I'm going to say it wrong, and I know someone's going to call me out on it. I pronounce it as Fortune.
That's not right at all.
I know it's not, but that's how I pronounce it. Fortian.
See, I say Fortian.
Yeah. But singular
Fortian. I
don't
think that's Fortian, right
either. Tobias, Emily.
I love Tobias. I love Emily.
But they're part of it. You know, they're always posting great stuff that a lot of people haven't heard of. Kryptonaut, they're always talking about and sharing things that are extremely fringe. Not a lot of people have heard of them, but they're well documented. You know, Monsters Among Us, just everyone has got their strengths where it's just like, you got that reliable, bunch of information come on where it's not the same old stuff. And then when you do get like stuff that you've heard of, but there's information that you've never heard of, like with what Alexander's doing with like the big cats and with Champ and his documentaries and stuff like that. It's just like this good constant flow of actual good stuff rather than, I don't know if this blog is trustworthy or I don't know if this site is.
Oh yeah, I always cross-reference stuff because I don't trust. It's so
difficult.
If there's only one thing about it, I'm like, no.
But it's I like having that to pull from. It's like, oh, you know, Alexander posted something. I believe it. Singular posted something. It's like, that's more than likely true because I know these people do their research.
My favorite thing is that we all know each other more or less by our nicknames or our real names. Because, like, I went to see Alexander. He was speaking at it has a long name, the Greater New England UFO Conference in Leominster, Massachusetts.
That wasn't too long ago, was it?
No, that was a couple weeks ago. He talked at that, and I went to see him because, like, you know, my good buddy, good pal, Alexander's there. And I went to support him. And I said, I was talking to him, and I said, Adam. And I was like, wait, you might have like seven different Adams in your life, and I'm speaking about this one Adam. And he knew it was you.
He knew me.
I know. He knew you.
I'm fangirling over here.
Oh. No, we were talking, but we just, like, if I mentioned Andy earlier to you, like, obviously you know who Andy is.
I know exactly who you're talking about.
Like, it's such a small, tight-knit community that just the creators really get to know each other, and I really like that.
And everyone's just so nice. It's fantastic.
Oh, everyone's so nice.
You don't have to, like, worry about, oh, I wonder if this question's going to, like, come across as stupid or something. It's like, no, everyone's going to listen and be like, yeah, I've heard of that, or no, I haven't heard of that. Please tell me more.
My mom mentioned that at the conference this year. Just about how nice all the people were that came, and because we were vending at it.
Also, so shout out to your mother for Tranquil Turtle.
I love my mommy so much.
I retweeted it, Tobias. Yeah, he just mentioned that it was going up. Emily's putting it on Instagram, and definitely, everyone check out Tranquil Turtle.
Tranquil Turtle. But she mentioned how nice and genuine all the people are, and how... She said how they'll listen to each other no matter what, because if they find someone that's had the same experience, then they can relate to each other. I was like, that's such a good idea and good point, Mom.
And if you've noticed that, like, she's definitely right in saying that. But, like, if you look at it, it seems like only recently, within the last few years, like, people have gotten a lot nicer about it.
Oh, for sure.
Because before, it's just like, cryptid or paranormal or supernatural groups, anything like that, it's like they had the gatekeepers. You had to make it past them. If they didn't think you were worthy, you weren't allowed to share your story, you weren't allowed to talk, you weren't allowed to get close to the people who write the books, anything like that.
Yeah. It was just
very exclusive. But now it's kind of like, no, please ask. You have questions, ask.
I think it's thanks to social media. I give social media a lot of credit with cryptozoology. Like, obviously, a lot of bad things come from it because you can spread hoaxes really easy. Like, the one you were talking about with Alexander, of the, this chick just posted a picture of...
Oh, yeah, the Bigfoot that broke into a house, and it was just from the International Cryptozoology Museum.
Yeah, it was from the museum. But there can be a lot of bad spread like that. But also, like, I have a tag on my blog called Personal Experiences, and people actually send in things they've seen and, like... things that they don't feel comfortable telling anyone, so they can come on my blog on Anon and tell me what they saw.
Isn't that a crazy feeling, though, to, like, know people trust you enough to send you that stuff? Like, hey, help me out. Yeah. I don't know what what I saw. I need advice.
And I'm no zoologist. I don't know these, like, what's in the region of your area, but I'll do my best to try to help you out. But
I do like it when, like, yeah, you're definitely very forward about, I'm not sure about this, but I know someone in the area who is.
Yeah.
Like, go to them if you have a question. Like, I really like that.
I used to do that when there. I remember specifically someone mentioning something in Wisconsin. And I was like, you know, if you go talk to Pine Barrens Institute, they probably might be able to help you more than me, but I can make a guess.
You can still do that.
They link to your Tumblr though, and then they go to your Tumblr and they see that you moved, and then they go to your where you moved.
And then I have a submit form and people can get in contact with me.
Yeah, they can talk to your little self.
Yeah,
Yeah.
that's
Yeah,
true. That's true.
it is, man.
It's crazy though. It's like I get emails some like not frequently, but every once in a while I get an email. Someone's like, "Hey, I saw something. I don't know what it is." And it's like I read it and I have to like be like, "Man, what was that? Like, what did they see?"
One of my favorite ones that you ever got was, now this is setting you back, man. You gotta remember, was when someone sent you that they saw a passenger pigeon in Massachusetts.
Yeah, I remember that one. It was
And
shiny like a Christmas ornament.
I was like, that's amazing. I love reading people's sightings because no matter, like what I said earlier was, they've seen something. Like maybe it was something that, maybe it was a different kind of bird and you misidentified it, but you saw something and you reached out to try to get identification with it, and that's awesome.
Right, and it's like, when I saw something back in the ocean, it's just kind of like I'm very hesitant to say monster, but that's the best word to describe it because I don't know what we saw. We saw
Yeah.
something, that's for sure, but I can't link it to anything I know, so I can only give it one word, and that's monster until I figure out what it was.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you listen to or if you've checked out Monsters Among Us. But Derek Hayes, he gets people calling in all the time, and I love how he goes about it. Like they'll give their stories, and he's very right down the middle of the road. He's gonna give the possible explanation of what it is in, oh, this is what it could be. Maybe this happened. Maybe this was in the room. Maybe this it was this time of the month where these animals are migrating through. Something like that. He's very. You have to look at the realistic side of it, but then he's also, but then again, maybe what you're describing is this creature, is this spirit, is this, whatever.
Yeah.
And it's like when people explain it that way, it's like, oh no, we're definitely trying to help, but it's like you have to look at it both ways, but I'm not saying you didn't see anything. 'Cause like you said, definitely did see something.
I usually try to debunk, like when people send me submissions, I need to know the area you're in. Because if you say, if I said that I heard someone screaming in the middle of the night, and I don't know what it was, but it sounded human-like, but it wasn't a person, right? It
Right.
sounds ominous if you don't know I'm from Massachusetts and that's where fisher cats are, and fisher cats scream like old ladies.
Did you just see that video that has been making its round with the two lynxes?
Yeah.
Yeah, just screaming exactly like people. I've never heard a lynx before.
Really?
Never. And it's like, it's definitely, if I was in that area camping, I'd have no idea what I was listening to. I'd probably think someone's
Yeah.
getting murdered.
Yeah. Animals make very odd sounds.
Nature is metal.
Nature is cool as heck.
Here's one that just popped out of me. This has nothing to do with what you were just saying.
It just popped out of you?
This, I'm still flipping through the Mysterious Creatures Volume 2.
Oh.
The Persepolis Beast. You heard of
What
that
is
one?
that? No.
It's a mystery hoofed mammal of East Africa.
Oh.
The physical description, and this makes me laugh, I don't know why. A small, robust, giraffe-like animal. I'm thinking of like a really short but like really jacked giraffe. Its ears are short and small, and it has a maned neck longer than an okapi, but shorter than a giraffe.
Huh.
It's got cloven hooves. What do you think it could be?
I don't know, but it made me think of a Bo Burnham song. Do you
Ex
know Bo
yes.
Burnham?
Yes.
It made me think of the his song Sad, where he lists all the sad things he's seen. And one of the ones was he saw a giraffe with the short neck, or just a horse. And that was sad. It made me think of that.
Just a horse.
It was a giraffe with a short neck. Maybe it was a giraffe with a short neck or a horse.
Well, this thing, the only like significant sighting of this Persepolis beast is the animal was depicted in a bas relief in the Apadana Palace of King Darius of Persia, erected around 500 BC. It was carved in the side of an eastern staircase. So it literally could have just been a carving of a giraffe with someone who wasn't good at carving giraffes.
See, okay, see, ready? Let's play off that. You know the, like the medieval bestiaries?
Yes.
Those where their drawings of stuff were like wild interpretations of things. Like they didn't know what was happening with like snakes had wings and feet, but they're snakes still.
Yes.
Like that's exactly the thing. When we look at those, like what even is this? I don't know what this is.
It's like the wolves are always walking on 2 feet and their tongues are like hanging down to their stomachs.
All of the cats have people faces.
Okay, have you seen that meme that's got the picture of the really, really detailed flowers on the table? And there's a cat next to it that just looks like pure garbage. And it says something along the lines of, imagine how it must feel to know you can draw flowers that well, but you can't even draw a simple cat.
Yeah, and I know the meme of all the cats of from medieval art with the people faces.
Yeah, and they're like really super fat and they kind of look like little babies and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Why?
Oh, what? I love those. They're
Why
so good.
Why do that?
Because, I don't know. You want to try your best, man. You got to try your best to draw a cat when you want to draw a cat.
Oh, here's a good water cryptid name. I think you've actually posted that, but I'm not sure. The Oogle Boogle.
The Oogle Pogo?
The Oogle Boogle.
I don't think I know that one.
Or the Oogle Boogle, however you want to pronounce it.
What is this?
The Oogle Boogle, or the Oogle Boogle, or the Oggle Boggle.
Ooh.
Depending on which part of the country you're from. It's serpentine. Its length is 35 to 60 feet. It has a cow-like head, two horns or tentacles, not sure, and a long neck. It was spotted back in 1956 in Waterton Lake in Montana and Alberta, Canada.
Huh.
I like it where it's kind of like, I definitely know I saw a serpent. It was very long and its head was like a cow, but I can't figure out if it had two horns or tentacles.
Oh, like tentacles coming out of its head?
See, that's what I don't know. That's what I'm thinking. Two horns, they'd have to be on the head, or you have spikes going along the back. But I've never once heard of tentacles being on top of a head or along a spine.
Maybe. Ready? Maybe. It had eyeballs like a snail.
Ooh.
And it looked like tentacles, but it really just had snail eyeballs that are on the stalks.
The source of this comes from Mr. Ivan T. Sanderson himself.
I love Ivan T. Sanderson. He's my favorite.
See, I love the theories, and I know I talked about this with Alexander. The theories of like a giant unknown mollusk.
Yeah, I sent you that thing.
I just think it's so cool because it's kind of like, well, that. I guess it could be real. They just think of it. They bury themselves down in like the debris on the bottom of the lake or river, and they just go way down deep, and they don't need to come up all the time. They come to the top. They shoot their eyes out of their weird heads and eat some sunlight plants, and then sink back down and bury themselves.
Sunlight plants, as opposed to other kinds of plants.
I'm saying sunlight plants. I know that was. I don't know why I said it, but I'm gonna go with it because I have to live the lie now. I'm gonna say like lily pads and just plants on top of the water. Sunlight plants.
Yeah, lily pads. You know, sunlight plants.
run with that. Anyone who hears that, that's what plants on top of the water are called now. They're called sunlight plants.
Okay, so Adam, when I was in college, I had to take an environmental science class.
That was, right? Like, what, a year ago?
Excuse you, that was like 2 years ago.
You're like a baby.
I'm a small child. Well, no, okay. I had to take an environmental science. And my teacher, once, I forget even what he was presenting on, but he was talking and he called vineyards wine vines. And he just had to go with it because that's what he said. We had to keep calling them wine vines.
Well, yeah, you realize that halfway through, you're like, that's not a thing, but I can't let people know that I'm dumb.
Like, you could see his face fall when he said it. Like, he knew. And then he had to keep saying it. And it was just the best. And now I just say wine vines all the time because it's just so fantastic and fun to say.
It's like that tweet where the guy was talking to his son and he's like, my kid asked, no. Yeah, he was talking to his son and his kid could not remember what the name of a crow was, so he called it a Halloween eagle.
That's a good name.
It's like, yeah. Oh,
that's word retrieval problems for you, man. I'm not good at that either.
But yes, sun plants.
And sun plants.
Sun plants. I think that they would eat the sun plants. Their eyes would come up because they'd have to stretch their eyes.
And they'd have snail eyes.
And then you'd see, like, their shell, which would be look like the humps.
Yeah.
And then it would take in all the water after it got done eating the sun plants and would sink back down. And people have always said it disappeared in like a fury of waves and water and like water shooting out from its mouth and stuff. That's just the water shooting out the top of its shell.
Would it have like a what are they called? The bladders?
Like a swim bladder.
Yeah, and it would just sink up and float up and down.
Yeah. I'm not saying this is true. I'm just saying this is one of my favorite theories. It's fun. Most of the time, it's a big sturgeon. A big fish.
Most of the time, it's a big sturgeon. Or seals.
Yes, three seals playing in the Rock River, which is only a few minutes from my home. It's always seals.
It's always seals.
We do have many reports here in Wisconsin of phantom alligators.
I don't get anything fun here. Oh, we got a mountain lion a little while ago. I sent it to Alexander.
I was gonna say, did you get in touch with him?
Yeah, I told him at the Lemonster thing. He told me about his new documentary, and he was showing me the flyer, and I was like, oh, did you hear about the mountain lion sighting in Webster, Massachusetts? Because the lady took a picture of it. Like, she had a photo of the thing. She was hiding in her house because it was in her backyard. And he was like, oh, I don't think I have. So I went on my phone and I immediately sent him all the pictures I had. Look at it.
You're going to be part of it. You're going to get an acknowledgement.
Ooh, I hope so.
And I'm just still over here fangirling that he remembered my name.
He knew who you were.
Hey, guess what?
What?
We're at an hour.
Wow, we talked for a long time, mostly because I couldn't hear you, so.
Well, we also really, really jumbled the first half an hour.
We had a fantastic time.
We did. It was fun.
I laughed a lot.
I drank my entire beer.
I don't have any beverages.
Good.
I don't drink. I'm a good child.
Meh.
I'm a good, innocent child.
I'm going to use this time so I don't forget. And I am just going to give a few shout-outs to people.
Ooh.
First, I'm going to say, check out Monsters Among Us podcast, the Singular Fortean Society.
There you go.
Cryptonaut podcast, Cryptid Wendigo.
Ooh.
WPI Hunts the Truth, Into the Portal, National Cryptid Society, and I don't know anyone on Twitter that I post follows for. I'm sorry, I can't remember everyone. Alexander, Denver Michaels. I'm feeling like a bad friend right now.
You are a bad friend. I told you that earlier.
pick up the slack.
I give a shout out to Cryptozoology Girls on Tumblr, who made a fantastic Mothman documentary that got lots of awards, and you should watch it.
Did they?
Yeah, she's amazing. I love Chloe.
When'd they do that?
It was her final project in film school.
Ooh.
And it was entered in lots of little film festivals, and she won lots of awards for it. It's really good. It's on YouTube.
Oh, you should definitely post the link, because you probably already have, and I'm a bad friend, and I didn't see it.
I can send it to you if you want.
That'll be good.
Okay, I'll send it to you. I'm going to do it now so I don't forget. I also shout out to the Crypto Creep on Tumblr, who doesn't do things on Tumblr very much, but he's fantastic, and I love him very much.
Shout outs for everyone.
Yay, shout outs. I never everyone to that I talk to.
You are cool. You are very cool.
I am cool?
No, everyone I talk to.
Including me.
You're included in that, yes.
Yay, I'm special.
You're all very cool.
Yo, do you want to hear something really cool?
Yeah.
So my friend, Michael, let's call him Mikey. I sent you a link to Chloe's thing. My friend Michael works at the Mobster Museum in Vegas. Or outside of Vegas. I don't know where it is. It's near Vegas. But he works there. And he overheard some people talking about my blog at his museum.
For real.
And he told me. And he told me he went over to them and said that he was my friend. And it was adorable.
Was that weird to find out?
Yeah, he told me it when he got home from work that day. And I was like, are you kidding me? Are you being serious right now? He was like, yeah. And I got to tell them that I was your friend. Super funny.
It's because what, 20,000 people follow you?
Yeah.
You're Tumblr famous.
I was Tumblr famous back when Sixpence stole my stuff.
I still think, though, you need to also get like an actual domain. Simply because funny. Yahoo owns Tumblr, and all content you post on it is technically property of Yahoo.
Yeah, well, you know.
You just need a backup.
I know.
I'm just looking out for you.
But I'm poor and lazy.
First step is you need to replace the garbage computer.
Okay, and the worst thing is this computer is expensive.
Yes, they are.
Well, it's an HP Omen. Like, it's a gaming laptop. But it was being really awful today on Google Chrome, and I don't know if it's just because Google Chrome is awful sometimes. But it was like the whole page was going black and I was really confused, but everything else would work. I don't know, man.
I remember when I try and say something, you just respond with, you're old and you don't understand technology.
Okay, you couldn't get Discord to work.
I'm only 31.
Discord's easier than Skype.
Well, obviously, it's not better because you can hear me on Skype, but you could not hear me on Discord.
You were using the browser version of Discord. Do you download the program? I made you an admin in the chat. You won't even download the program. You're a terrible friend.
I'm very busy trying to find the ivory-billed woodpecker.
Oh my gosh, no, you're not.
I'm always very busy.
No, you're not. Why do you have to be mean? Why did you tell me lies?
I don't know. But
lies and slander.
I think we should probably wrap it up, or else we're going to go into 9 o'clock.
It's already 9 o'clock.
Well, it's 8:38 here.
But it's 9 o'clock here.
Wisconsin time is best time, so.
East Coast, Beast Coast, we're the best.
Greatest state since 1848, Wisconsin.
You make me upset sometimes.
That's why I'm here.
Why do you do these things to me? Okay, just to close off, ready? Ready? What? This is how we should close off. For every Wisconsin cryptid you tell me, I will tell you one from Massachusetts.
Oh, man. The Hodag.
Dilver Demon.
The Rock Lake Terror.
The one I can't pronounce. The Beast of Turo.
The Lake Koshkonong Monster.
Man Hill Globster.
The Badger State Pterosaur.
Wellfleet Hyena.
The Wisconsin Big Bird.
Sea Serpent of Nantucket.
Jenny, the Lake Monster.
Pukwudgie.
Phantom Kangaroos.
Beasts of Truro.
Phantom Alligators.
Nantucket Blob.
I'm Bigfoot.
Oh, Bigfoot here too.
Oh man.
Yeah.
The Dragons of Green Bay.
Castle Island Sea Serpent.
Beast of Bray Road.
Webster Mountain Lion.
The Janesville Lizard.
What's it called? The Black Dog Abington.
Is that your final answer?
Black Dog. I don't know if it's called the Demon Hound of Abington or the Black Dog of Abington, but it's in the Bridgewater Triangle.
The Wisconsin Man Bat.
Man Bat?
The Man Bat.
That's fantastic.
You didn't read my post on the Man Bat?
I think I did, but I think I forgot about it because I think it's the only time I've ever heard of it.
Yeah, the Wisconsin Man Bat. First reported by Linda Godfrey.
Ooh, okay, wait. Did I say Boston Lemur already?
I don't remember.
Boston Lemur.
The Highway 13 Reptile Man.
Haven't heard of that one. The Beast of Coca-Cola Ledge.
What?
I heard of that one recently because of Cryptid Quest.
Did I say the Beast of Eau Claire?
No.
The Beast of Eau Claire.
Heath Hen.
What'd you say?
Heath Hen.
Heath
Hen. It was a breed of chicken that went extinct, but people still see them.
Really?
Heath Hen. The last one went extinct in near Martha's Vineyard.
The Elkhorn, what's it?
Ipswich Sea Serpent.
I think this is going to go on forever.
We know lots of little ones.
We're going to have to definitely, I think we're going to cut it at a tie.
Okay, fine. But that was, see, I told you we should have a battle. And I think that's what'll happen when we meet each other. Can you hear my dogs?
I can.
I'm sorry, they're loud.
That's fine. All right, with the barking dogs, that's the alarm. And
my brother came home.
I'm going to stop the recording now.
Okay, bye.
This was a fantastic conversation, and we have to do it again.
Yeah, we should do it again.
Have fun in Massachusetts. Just know it's not as good as Wisconsin.
Have fun with your tongue tied.
Bye. The sun plants.
Bye, sun plant.